Hello and welcome back. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders talking about Ireland's fight for freedom, part two. Now, last time I was talking briefly about the influx of Irish people into America and into Manhattan, the birth of the Fenian Brotherhood in New York and the Irish Republican Brotherhood in Dublin. The year I'm going to start talking about, really, guys, is about 1870, 1875. So this is still just before the 1900s. We're still 30 years before the Irish Rebellion. So, needless to say, guys, at this stage, when it came to the Irish planning, we work slowly, we've got patience. It's been 750 years in the works, and beating the British Empire is no easy task. We didn't have the Great Army. We didn't have any army. Now, there was one man, though. There was one man called John Devoy. Now, John Devoy is the only man to have played a role in the 1867 Rebellion, the 1916 Rising, and the War of Independence. Now, he became famous because firstly, he was over in America, so he was one of the guys who would have emigrated as a child over to Manhattan. And he worked with the Fenian Brotherhood. Now, the Fenian Brotherhood adapted a form of American strategic military action where it was what was called the Dynamite Works. And the Dynamite Works were basically where Irish men would travel over to Britain, and knowing the location of certain TNT or dynamite locations, reposition the crates to British landmarks and then set the fuse and explode them. A form of sabotage. And for a very long time, the British Empire had never been attacked on its own land. And John Devoy was one of these bombers as a young man. Subsequently, he was captured and arrested, and he was put in jail. But very quickly, within a year, escaped his British jail and managed to escape over to America once more. Now, John Devoy is one of these characters that just never seemed to die. Living until he was 86, he played a fundamental role in each part of the revolutions. And literally, I suppose, I might look at him as the father of the Irish Rebellion. After breaking out of prison, his primary role was to convince Irish soldiers who are currently soldiers in the British Army to leave the British Army and join the Irish Republican Brotherhood, or the Fenian Brotherhood, depending on where he was. One thing that always surprises me about the Irish Revolution is between the years of 1870 and 1916, there was a huge amount of travelling done between the Irish Fenian leaders, the rebel leaders, to and from America. At a surprising rate, these guys were travelling back and forth for weeks at a time simply to make contact and make sure that the right messages went to the right people and were trustworthy. Another bomber that is definitely worth mentioning, well, must be mentioned, is a man called Thomas Clark. Thomas Clark, at the age of 19, was in a London bombing of where he set crates in nearby barracks and was successful in exploding them. However, was apprehended by the British police. Thomas Clark serves 15 years penal jail. However, he is one of the key instigators in the 1916 Rising. And a man called Sir Roger Casement was certainly a key member of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Sir Robert Casement was Irish born. However, he worked as a administration official for the British Empire, and he resided in Africa, working there and organizing the developments and the production of rubber under King Leopold. He saw the injustice and the mistreatment of slaves in Africa, and to this day he is still known as the father of human rights in the 20th century. Now, Sir Robert Casement, as I said, was Irish born. And, well, what did he do for the 1916 Rising? Quite a lot. He was a knight. He was knighted. He was Sir Roger Casement. He had done amazing work for the British Empire. And essentially his role in the 1916 Rising was between 1900 and 1916. He acquired the locations of large gun stores belonging to the Spanish and the French. On top of that, closely going into the 1916 Rising, which I'll talk about a bit more, was his negotiation with the Germans. Now, that is the end of part two. Looking forward to part three, when we really kick off into the true heart of the 1916 Rising and Ireland's fight for freedom.